don't need to have the fancy mics. You don't need to have the fancy mixers. You don't need to have fancy anything. If you just have an idea for a podcast, just press record. You don't know what you'll have until you start making mistakes.
Welcome to Forward with NACI, Inspiring Entrepreneurial Action, a podcast that shares the stories of everyday entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial leaders, and the communities that support us. We hope that this diverse collection of stories brings you inspiration, inspires you to take action, and ignites entrepreneurship in your community as we make our way forward together.
Welcome to this episode of Forward with NACI. We're really excited to have one of our partners who's also the producer of this podcast and is a very successful entrepreneur in the Triangle area of North Carolina, Jason Gilligan, to the show. And thank you for being here, Jason. I've gotten to know you over the last couple of months here in the beautiful Research Triangle of North Carolina. So I'd like to welcome you, and maybe let's start with sharing with everybody who you are and a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Dr. Corbin. And I'm very excited to work on Forward with NACI. And thank you so much for the invitation to be on this podcast here. What you're doing in the community is so important for the community college community, for the Triangle community, for entrepreneurship. All those things are values that we have as well. And we want to make sure that we're projecting that out with this podcast. So very much appreciate you allowing me to be on today. As far as my background goes, I've got a pretty windy path to get to podcast production. So I didn't start that until 2017. Before that, I was at the University of North Carolina, graduated, and just kind of meandered around for a little while, trying to figure out what my path is. I was in medical malpractice insurance. I did Edward Jones, which I thought financial planners were more actual planners rather than salespeople. And that was a tougher job than I realized it would be. But the reason I didn't do so well with that one was because I started getting into professional poker. So I played professional poker for a year and a half and made a living out of that in the poker boom of 05, 06. And then eventually I did find a job that I stayed at for 12 years. And that was in the SEO, so search engine optimization. Digital marketing, we helped e-commerce companies build their Google presence and get more traffic to their website. But about 10 years in, I was trying to figure out what my professional legacy was. And it was a good company. It was a very comfortable company. And that is great for some reasons. But in others, I was just getting itchy. I was just kind of getting like antsy with where I was going. The challenge for me was I had three small children at the time, still do, and had a comfortable job. But I was just like, okay, well, I want to do something different. I want to help other people out, but I also want to do something for myself and become an entrepreneur. So 2017, I was falling in love with podcasting and really loved how I built this. I love some of the true crime podcasts. Serial was a big one. Startup was a big one. And I said, you know what? I can do this too. And so the company I was working for allowed me to produce a podcast with our clients. And so I produced it, edited it, posted it, did all those things. And we did 10 episodes. And I just fell in love with that. Anyway, I convinced my wife to start a podcast in 2018. Her story, she has gone from wedding planner to international speaker, consultant, now online educator. She's actually doing her last wedding ever in September coming up. And that's partly because of the podcast. So I started to see the value in it from a business perspective. And so 2019 formally left my company that I was working at to form Earfluence.
Wow, there's so much in there. And it strikes me as a parent too. I can only imagine what your parents thought when you graduated and you decided to become a professional poker player. I'm putting my mother hat on, and it makes me just think about what an enriching experience, careers can be. And you and your wife, did this together. Our last podcast episode, it was also a husband and wife that had endeavored to really follow their dreams and applied entrepreneurial process. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about podcasting? Because a lot of the people that I come in contact with are curious about it. They might listen to it, and I see people saying, I'm going to start a podcast, and then they start it, and for whatever reason, it doesn't continue. So what I'd like for you to maybe share, because you were talking about your experience working for a company, when you started your first podcast, not knowing probably as much as you know today, what are three lessons that you learned that maybe could help some of our listeners who are thinking about starting their own or maybe amplifying what they're doing in the podcasting world?
That's a really great question. And there's so much that I've learned since 2017 about starting a podcast. The number one tip that I have for starting a podcast is just press record. What I mean by that is there is going to be so much cloudiness and so much uncertainty on how to get this started, but you won't know what you have until you press that record button. Like, you don't know what you'll have until you start making mistakes. So there's not a huge barrier to entry here. If you have a phone, if you have a computer, you can have a podcast. You don't need to have the fancy mics. You don't need to have the fancy mixers. You don't need to have fancy anything. If you just have an idea for a podcast, just press record and see what you have. And you can always throw those out if it doesn't work. One of my mentors in the podcasting industry, his name is Javier Leyva. He's got a podcast called Pretend, and he started it 5-6 years ago. The first 5 episodes that he had, he threw out because it was something that he did not want it to be. And as he was doing those 5 episodes, he figured out where he wanted to take the podcast. Now, since then, he's got something like 10 million downloads to his podcast. It's always in the charts, in the Apple Podcast charts. It's like a true crime light type of show. But if he didn't just press record, he would have never realized what he had.
That's amazing. And before we go to your second tip, I just want to say that press record and begin is very similar to a conversation that I had with a husband and wife philanthropy team today. Myself and my staff were in Charlotte today, North Carolina, embarking on this ideation workshop, which we've never done before. And so it's exhilarating. It's scary. We have people flying in from all over the country. But what we decided as a group is really to follow the advice that you're giving to our audience is to begin and know that it might be imperfect. But if you go into that with that spirit of creation and just really trying to bring your gifts into the world, there is some magic and support, I think, that comes into people like yourself. So let's go to your second tip.
The second tip that I have is set realistic expectations, set realistic goals for your podcast. When I first started out in podcasting, I thought that all of these podcasts could and would be viral sensations. What I quickly realized is it is very hard to do that. And that's not necessarily the goal for these podcasts. So the goals could be, and this is from another mentor of mine, Donald Thompson, where I asked him what the goal was for his podcast. And he said, 1, business development, 2, networking, 3, content creation. And those are all things I was like, wait a minute, these are so valuable for businesses when they don't have to be viral sensations. So one example of a business development value in podcasting, one of our clients simply reached out to a prospect and said, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? And from that conversation, it led to a $30,000 piece of business. And those things happen a lot because it's so easy to say, hey, do you want to come on my podcast versus can I show you a demo or can I talk to you about our company or all those different things? And you, Dr. Corbin, like you're trying to network with so many different entrepreneurs in the Triangle and throughout the United States in community colleges. It's such an easier conversation to say, hey, I would love to have, I see the work that you're doing. I would love to have you on my podcast. And all of a sudden you've got a great networking connection that maybe they're a partner down the line, or, you know, maybe they're in a college that you want to bring into NACI. So, you know, those things where you want to set those realistic goals for your podcast, and it's not going to be to be a viral sensation.
I would imagine too, Jason, that it might change over time.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you get started, and I think it's like anything that you practice, you know, a new sport or learning how to ballroom dance, you know, it's awkward in the beginning and, you know, you sort of feel ridiculous. But as you really sort of lean into what your niche is and what your purpose is, it feels like a really comfortable space. And I think setting realistic goals, and I would even add on in my improv that I'm learning, and, you know, get the right partners. We had a wonderful colleague who's gone on to do amazing things, but she kind of got us started on the podcast journey and was her passion. And then she was moving on to do something else. And then we realized, you know, maybe this next phase of our journey, we need to, you know, connect with your company, which, you know, Earfluence, which we're going to talk about that a little bit later. I love the name of it because it's easy to remember and people kind of laugh when they see it because they think it's fun. But, you know, you just reminded me too about always asking good questions, which we do as podcasters, but thinking about what success does look like. And in year one, it's going to look different than year two. So I appreciate you sharing that with everyone. So let's go to your third tip for podcasters or aspiring podcasters.
Yeah, it's such a great point though, Dr. Corbin, about your goals might change. And I like the ballroom dancing analogy, except I can't get on board with the ballroom dancing. I've taken shag lessons before. You're not originally from the South, so maybe you don't know shag dancing.
I don't. I do know square dancing growing up in Ohio, and that is not something I do now. So
I can do the steps, but it never looks smooth. It never looks like I'm in any sort of rhythm or anything like that. It's just like very robotic. Like this is a robot doing the steps of dancing. So I can't.
So maybe Jason, you need to do break dancing.
Yeah, maybe.
That's more robotic in nature.
Yes, let's go with that. I'll try that next. Well, Dr. Corbin, my third tip is kind of a fun one, but it is really important. I mean, and something to remember is record drunk, edit sober. All right, and so what I mean by that is you need to be loose in your recordings. In order to get next level from your guests, you've got to make sure that they know that everything can be edited out that they say. We are not live by any means. You need to be loose with your recordings. You can even say things like, hey, we can always edit this out, but I have to ask this question. And that's a way to get to that next level. To do more than what other podcasters are doing or what the guest has given in the past. Just let them know that everything is cool. We are not live. We will make sure that we take care of you. And us as editors, we edit sober. And our job is to make you sound great. So record drunk, edit sober. If you really want to have a glass of wine or two because you're nervous, cool, go for it. But you really don't have to. It just means to be loose with the recordings.
Yeah, that's an excellent tip because really, I think what we all want to do is be our authentic self. Or sometimes I think about it as the best version of myself. It's not that myself rolls out of bed and my hair is all crazy. You know, it's maybe when I'm truly who I am, but I've really kind of gotten myself there where I feel like I can connect with other people. That was, to be honest, my experience when I went to visit your studio, and I know you have two studios that you work from, but it was really funny because I was having trouble parking and it was one of those days where I had overscheduled myself. But as soon as I got into your studio and sat with you and Cece, who is your wonderful colleague that helps in so many ways, all of a sudden I could feel myself sort of getting into the moment. And I wasn't drunk. That was a good thing. But I hear what you're saying. And I think that there's practices people can do. We had a recent guest that was talking about meditation and they have all these children and there's not a space. So sometimes this mom will go into the closet and she'll take a deep breath and she'll meditate for two minutes and she comes out and does what she does. So that was really fun. And thank you for sharing that. I would love to talk about your name, Earfluence. How did that come about? And I know one of the things that you all excel at is, among other things, is branding. So maybe speak to us about people that might not be familiar with how important it might be to select a name and what that can mean in terms of your business and where you're headed.
Wow, that's a great question. And I think back to 2019, when we started the company, like we didn't know what the name would be right away. And so you do the word cloud type thing where it's like, okay, amplify, expertise, influence, audio, sound, like what are those things that we can put into a name? And so I probably had listed out like 50 different words and started combining them one by one. And I got to earfluential and I was like, and so Donald Thompson, who I was talking to at the time, was like, wait a minute, that's it. Right there, earfluential. Wait, no, earfluence. It's earfluence. Like, boom, there it is. So it's for your ears, it's audio. We do podcasting and all things derived from podcasting, and it's influence. So earfluence is the name of it. But yeah, as far as branding and podcasting can be so beneficial to building your brand, both your personal brand and the business's brand, because you are getting out there all the time. And that's part of what entrepreneurs need to do as they're getting out there. They don't necessarily need to start their own podcast. They don't necessarily need to have that heavy lift of doing that. They could. It would be amazing. But just get out there and build your brand on other people's podcasts also. So if you can leverage other people's audiences that already exist to help build your brand, that would be super helpful. And it helps you practice your pitch, let's say, or practice your, even just your elevator pitch on what the business is. Practice your speaking topics. If you're looking to grow into, you know, keynote speeches, you can work on those topics in podcasts as an easy way to do that. So building your brand is super important, and one way that podcasting can be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to think about it. And it really does transcend businesses to people. And my favorite definition of brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Because if you think about that, you know, that's your people's really honest experience of you as a person and also of your business. And I know, with the organization that I'm lucky enough to run, NACI, we've grown by, you know, 10x over the last 5 years. So we're in a period of rapid growth, which means rapid change. You know, people are coming, people are going, we're evaluating partnerships. And I'm a very data-driven person, but like what's very important to me is the value alignment and also even like the guests that we invite onto our show, that they're people that aren't just selling stuff. You know, they're selling sometimes hope, they're selling possibility, or they're selling a combination of things, but it is authentic and it's real. And I think for a lot of people that think about marketing and branding, they think, oh, you know, it's just sort of a business concept, but really it's kind of, you know, the way that you live one's life and you try to be who you're meant to be. And I think what I've heard you say, and just knowing you as a partner of my organization, is that it's a constant exploration, that it doesn't stop. And I think that's what's exciting for people, no matter what stage they're in, whether they're just getting started, or maybe some people are starting to retire or retire early, but their contributions to the world aren't over. And maybe podcasting, whether listening or, you know, speaking at one, or even starting one, could be a part of it. So I know we're running short of time, so I have two questions I want to ask you. First of all, how can people find you? You know, what's your website? And then I'd love for you to close us out with something that inspires you, because I know all business people that are pushing ahead, trying to make a change, this sort of venture into social responsibility, which I love that you all are doing. At times we try things that don't always work. So I'd love for you to share with our audience the things that inspire you and your family to just keep going, keep moving forward.
Awesome. And thank you so much again for having me on this podcast, Dr. Corbin. I'll start with the second part. What inspires me? You mentioned we have two podcast studios. One is at American Underground in Durham. One is at Raleigh Founded in Raleigh. And those are both co-working spaces. And what inspires me is the entrepreneurial community and the energy that they are all bringing. So I love going into our studios because they are in the co-working spaces. And I love not working in the studio, but just being in the pit area and the bullpen area, you know, whatever you want to call it in the co-working space, because you're always going to have a conversation with somebody that is about to do something that's amazing. And you're always talking to somebody who's on the cusp of potential greatness. And you hear people duck into phone booths and do pitches for million-dollar ideas. And it's just awesome to see. So that's what inspires me every day, is being around this entrepreneurial community in the triangle here. I love that. As far as where to find Earfluence, you can go to earfluence.com and you can find us on social media, where we're at Earfluence Media. But one other thing to do is come to our meetups. So we run the Triangle Content Creators meetups. We meet a first Wednesday of every month, and we rotate between downtown Raleigh and downtown Durham. So if you want to find us on Meetup at Triangle Content Creators Meetup, we would love to have you on board and, you know, come share a drink with us, share some pizza with us, and learn more about content creation and podcasting.
That's awesome. I have that on my list. I feel the same way that you do. When I'm around people that are really trying to, you know, find their path and taking great risks, there's nothing more exhilarating. So I'm looking forward to a long and fruitful relationship with Earfluence. I'm so happy that we became connected. I hope people got a lot of value out of this episode. And, you know, everybody who's listening, go out and take those risks and live your best life. So thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you will continue to explore the many ways to define entrepreneurship with NACI as we celebrate opportunity, failing forward, and success, learning from one another along the way. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and follow at NACI on social media and learn more about us at NACI.com/podcast. Stay tuned for a new episode each week. We look forward to making our way forward together with you. Have you heard the exciting news? NACI recently released a new publication titled The NACI Playbook, Volume 1, all about how entrepreneurial mindset sets the new standard for success in communities and colleges. The NACI Playbook digs into entrepreneurial mindset and how practicing leadership with this framework creates an agile culture with space to innovate, co-create, fail forward, and accelerate growth. Entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial leadership require us to lean in, anticipate and recognize trends, manage change, be resilient, take risks, reflect, and rest in the knowledge that anything is possible. Learn from our innovative, insightful, generous network who navigates both challenges and opportunities entrepreneurially as we share what we've learned and how you might apply their experience to your work. We hope you'll be as inspired as we were. Learn more at www.NACIPlaybook.com.